While he waited, he heard voices a few rooms up. He wasn't quite close enough to make out the words. Did he dare risk missing the bather's return? Moments later, he was looking down into the quarters of Dymac himself. Interesting. He was talking to a man whose holographic image appeared in the air over his desk. Colonel Graff, Bean realized. The commandant of battle school. My strategy was simple enough, Graff was saying. I gave in and got her access to the stuff she wanted. She was right. I can't get good answers from her unless I let her see the data she's asking for. So did she give you any answers? No, too soon. But she gave me a very good question. Which is? Whether the boy is actually human. Oh, come on. Does she think he's a bugger larva in a human suit? Nothing to do with the buggers. Genetically enhanced. It would explain a lot. But still human, then. Isn't that debatable? The difference between humans and chimpanzees is genetically slight. Between humans and Neanderthals, it had to be minute. How much difference would it take for him to be a different species? Philosophically interesting, but in practical terms. In practical terms, we don't know what this kid will do. There's no data on his species. He's a primate, which suggests certain regularities, but we can't assume anything about his motivations that... Sir, with all due respect, he's still a kid. He's a human being. He's not some alien. That's precisely what we've got to find out before we determine how much we can rely on him. And that's why you are to watch him even more carefully. If you can't get him into the mind game, then find some other way to figure out what makes him tick. Because we can't use him until we know just how much we can rely on him. Interesting that they openly call it the mind game among themselves, thought Bean. Then he realized what they were saying. Can't get him into the mind game. As far as Bean knew, he was the only kid who didn't play the fantasy game. They were talking about him. New species. Genetically altered. Bean felt his heart pounding in his chest. What am I? Not just smart, but different. What about the breach of security? Dymac asked. That's the other thing. You've got to figure out what he knows, or at least how likely he is to spill it to any other kids. That's the greatest danger right now. Is the possibility of this kid being the commander we need great enough to balance the risk of breaching security and collapsing the program? I thought with Ender we had an all-or-nothing long-odds bet, but this one makes Ender look like a sure thing. I didn't think of you as a gambler, sir. I'm not. But sometimes you're forced into the game. I'm on it, sir. Encrypt everything you send me on him. No names. No discussions with other teachers beyond the normal. Contain this. Of course. If the only way we can beat the buggers is to replace ourselves with a new species, Dymac, then have we really saved humanity? One kid is not replacement of a species, said Dymac. Foot in the door. Camel's nose in the tent. Give them an inch. Them, sir? Yes. I'm paranoid and xenophobic. That's how I got this job. Cultivate those virtues and you too might rise to my lofty station. Dymac laughed. Graff didn't. His head disappeared from the display. Bean had the discipline to remember that he was waiting to get a password. He crept back to the bather's room. Still not back. What breach of security were they talking about? It must have been recent for them to be discussing it with such urgency. That meant it had to be Bean's conversation with Dymac about what was really going on with the battle school. And yet his guess that the battle had already happened could not be it, or Dymac and Graff would not be talking about how he might be the only way they could beat the buggers. If the buggers were still unbeaten, the breach of security had to be something else. It could still be that his earlier guess was partly right, and Battle School existed as much to strip the Earth of good commanders as to beat the buggers. Graf's and Dymack's fear might be that Bean would let other kids in on the secret. For some of them, at least, it might rekindle their loyalty to the nation or ethnic group or ideology of their parents. And since Bean had definitely been planning to probe the loyalties of other students over the next months and years, he now would have to be doubly cautious not to let his pattern of conversation attract the attention of the teachers. All he needed to know was which of the best and brightest kids had the strongest home loyalties. Of course, for that, Bean would need to figure out just how loyalty worked, so he would have some idea of how to weaken it or strengthen it, how to exploit it or turn it. But just because this first guess of Bean's could explain their words didn't mean it was right. And just because the final bugger war had not yet been fought didn't mean his initial guess was completely wrong. They might, for instance, have launched a fleet against the bugger homeworld years ago, but were still preparing commanders to fight off an invasion fleet now approaching Earth. In that case, the security breach Graf and Dymack feared was that Bean would frighten others by letting them know how urgent and dire the situation of humanity was. The irony was that of all the children Bean had ever known, none could keep a secret as well as he did. Not even Ashiel. For in refusing his share of Poke's bread, he had tipped his hand.